Nouvelle conclusion, part 5, October 23rd, 2023, under Iron Sword. All right, the extension of the year of Jubilee is in Isaiah 61, and it's also in Luke 4. 18 and 19. Yeshua recited this from the scroll of Isaiah 61. We'll look at that in just a minute. But in Isaiah 61, it says, "The Spirit of Adonai Elohim is upon me because Adonai has anointed me to announce good news to the poor, liberty, good news. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, to let out into light those bound in darkness, to proclaim the year of the favor of Adonai and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Yes, provide for those in Zion who mourn, giving them garlands instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a cloak of praise instead of a heavy spirit, so that they will be called oaks of righteousness, planted by Adonai, in which he takes pride." Let's look at Jesus, Yeshua, in Luke chapter 4. Yeshua returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and reports about him spread throughout the countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone respected him. Now, when he went to Netzaret, where he had been brought up on Shabbat, he went to the synagogue as usual. He stood up to read, and he was given the scroll of the prophet Yeshayahu. And rolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of Adonai is upon me, because he has anointed me to announce the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the imprisoned and renewed sight for the blind, to release those who have been crushed, to proclaim a year of the favor of Adonai." Oops. After closing the scroll and returning to the Shemesh, he sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he started to speak to them. "Today, as you have heard it read, this passage of the Tanakh was fulfilled." Everyone was speaking well of him and marveling at such appealing words were coming from his mouth. And they were even asking, "Can this be Yosef's son?" So we praise God. We thank him. I'm going to look in another translation here, in the Hebrew. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, where's Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, it's the other way. Okay. And just see how it reads. This is the Hebrew English Bible. For all of our benefits, whomsoever will. Ooh. Oh dear. This is a very long passage. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Amen and amen. And I'm sure the next, especially this year, there's going to be liberty and the day of the vengeance of our God. Praise his name. Be blessed.